professional standards are important no matter what your business. Commentator and minister Deborah Jarvis stands by hers, but she says there are exceptions to every rule.
If I don't think a couple should get married, I won't officiate at their wedding ceremony. I've gone against my better judgment only once, but I never regretted it. Thomas had cystic fibrosis, and I had known him and his mother Margie since he was 15 years old. Margie confessed to me that one of the hardest things for her was knowing that Thomas had a short lifespan. She said it was unusual for kids with cystic fibrosis to live past 25. Just after he turned 21, he called me. "Deborah, guess what? I'm having a wedding." "I'm having a wedding," not "I met the woman of my dreams," or "I'm so in love." That was my first clue that this relationship was not overly solid. But hey, I'm an optimist, so I said, "Hey, great, what's her name? Amber, will you marry us?" I suddenly got all choked up. "Of course, Thomas," I managed to say. My God, he was getting married. I always do a little bit of premarital counseling. But Amber was too busy. She was too shy. Once in the background, I heard her scream a string of obscenities followed by, "We don't need to talk with her. We need to go look at tuxedos." The bride seemed stressed. But Thomas's mother, Margie, was in heaven. "Oh, Deborah, I never thought this day would come. I never thought I'd see Thomas get married. I've lost 30 pounds so far. And those kids are putting so much energy into their wedding." "I hope they're putting some energy into their relationship," I thought to myself. The discussion about the ceremony was heated. Thomas told me Amber did not want any readings, any music, any poetry, any prayers, and above all, no homily. Maybe you guys would be happier with the judge." "No, we want you," Thomas cried. Finally, I was allowed an opening prayer and a benediction. I figured the whole ceremony would take us 6 minutes max. The wedding took place in a state park. It was summer, a particularly dry summer. As the bridesmaids got out of the limousine, dust rose up in little puffs. The bride was wearing a long white organza gown with a full-length train. As she walked down the aisle, the ruffled hem of her gown filled with dirt. Her first words to her beloved, "This dress costs $3,000. I patted her shoulder, greeted the congregation, and said the opening prayer. Then it was time for the vows. Margie was sitting in the front row beaming, her eyes misting with tears. This was a dream come true for her. And I thought, this dream should last longer than 6 minutes. I closed my book, smiled at the congregation, and began an impromptu homily. If they wanted someone who couldn't be moved by the Spirit, they should have gotten a judge. Afterwards, Margie hugged me until I thought my ribs would crack. "Thank you," she said through her tears. "It was so beautiful." Both Thomas and Amber were too busy partying to say much to me. Nor did they call me 6 months later to tell me about their divorce. It was Margie who called. "I knew it would be hard for them, Deborah. But at least Thomas can say he was married. And I was there. And I've kept off the 30 pounds. Like I said, I've never regretted it."
Deborah Jarvis is a minister in Seattle.